Blog Talk Radio.
The Atha Ewakon, sacred wind, you are like the great mystery, moving in all places, in all people, in all things. You cannot be seen, yet we feel your presence and see your power in the dancing prairie grass and the flight of the eagle. Whisper to our spirits. Help us to find wisdom once again. We are made of earth, fire, water, wind. We share one earth, one sun, and one moon. Let us live together as one people. Help us, great mystery, to mend the sacred hoop, to heal our brokenness, and to find once more our place in the web of life.
Welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell. Every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, I would like to advertise Sage's Wellness Holistic Center. They have a really good chiropractor and acupuncturist named Bridget Leibarger. She is an amazing acupuncturist. There are also other services there that are really cool. And I'd also like to feature Prospectors Rock Shop in High Ridge, Missouri. They are an excellent, top-notch rock shop. And I'd also like to feature Shannon Schindler's R-Free Water Store on Forum Parkway in Chesterfield, Missouri. They have excellent, high-quality water that's very good. So I recommend you definitely take that. So Stages Wellness Holistic Center has many spiritual services that are wonderful, high-end services that are great. And my guest today is also a wonderful spiritual healer. She is a highly recommended massage therapist, medicine woman, who also does readings, and she's excellent at what she does. Her name is Carol Fairchild out of Belleville, but she works in the area. So if you guys look her up, definitely check out her services. She's very cool, and I'm excited to have her as a guest today. Second half of the show, we're going to take callers. One question per caller. Call in at 347-237-5339 and hit 1 on the keypad. So with all that being said, I'm going to welcome our wonderful guest to the show today. Welcome to the show, Carol. How are you today?
I am doing very well, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. It's really good to have you on.
I know we've been talking about it for a while now, so it's good to finally get my voice out there.
Well, I know your services are top-notch, excellent. I mean, I know we did a little bit of work, you know, together, and I really like your massage and your healing techniques, like your spiritual shaman, your medicine woman side. It's very good.
Yes, I enjoy working on people and helping them and solving problems or getting them out of their pain. I do hot stone, I do cupping, I do Reiki, and also shamanic healing, and I love giving people their messages and, you know, helping them deal mm-hmm. with whatever they need help with.
You're an excellent shaman, but also I know that sometimes you get messages when you're working on the person. I know you've done some journeying and some things with people, but I also know that when you're doing the massage and the healing on them, you also get very straight, direct messages. And you also do
yes.
readings.
Yes, I do, which I love. I've been doing it for many, many, many years. And they're angel and guide. And really, you know, I don't like to say they're fortune telling. They're really helping people raise their vibration.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause some people are afraid. Some people are, you know, afraid of readers. And it depends on who you go to, you know, have read to you. And mine are directly divine readings where they come from. You know, I do prayer work before, and I thank,
absolutely.
You know, I'm very thankful for the reading. I make myself an empty vessel, so the messages come through to help the people give them answers the best that at this time, at this juncture, what is they need to hear.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I was set up at a farmer's market, and I had a sign out. I mean, we would probably do that together, too. I know we're going to work together in the future, and I'm very excited about that. And it said, for entertainment purposes only. And I had this nice man come up to me, and what he said was, do you believe in that? And I looked at him, and, you know, I really asked Great Spirit. I said, what do I tell this gentleman? You know, how do I approach him? A nice older gentleman. And I said, you know what? What this is it really helps. It's kind of like therapy. You know, we're looking for our story. We're looking for some answers. And, you know, to me, it's very healing and very therapeutic.
Yes. Whenever I do give readings, they hit home. You know, it resonates with the person. They feel great. They are so happy. I never had someone feel like, oh, it's a horrible reading
mm-hmm.
or whatever. It hits home. And I don't have a big head about it. It's you know, it's a divine message. Like I am just the messenger. So,
yeah.
Which, you know, which I love helping and, you know, healing people and working on people to make them be the best they can be. You know,
absolutely.
I do work on veterans that have been through post-traumatic
PTSD.
Stress
yeah.
syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Post-traumatic stress disorder. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. and, you know, to help them get through, because I have that just due to, mm-hmm. through everything I've been through in my life. So I recognize, and I think a lot of shaman folks, you know, I am an orphan, and a lot of shamans do come from, you know, loss, because we've been through much, so we can heal, people, you know, yeah. I've gotten to the other side, and where I can facilitate in people's healing, which is lovely.
Yeah, I love that you, I don't know, I just love how we connected, how we see so much alike. You know, I call you my native sister because we yeah. have so much in common. And I think that, you know, kind of our lives are sort of the same. It's a little bit different for everybody, but, you know, I've been through some of the same things you have. And I would say I've had PTSD with some of the things I've been through. But I really like how you conduct yourself very professionally. You know, you're a great massage therapist. You worked hard for that. And you've done good work. You've done great work.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I've been through schooling back in 07, 08. I got into essential oils in 2001,
mm-hmm.
and I got in Reiki in 2002. So I even went into school, I was a Reiki master. So when I went into school, everybody looked like, oh my gosh, what, she got three heads? And it was crazy,
yeah.
But, you know, people were kind of closed-minded, and some still are. But I am who I am. I don't, I don't apologize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm here to be a blessing and a help to others.
Well,
you
and
know,
that's the passion I love in you, about how you drum, the passion, the fact that you stand up
yeah.
and go, I'm a massage therapist, I'm a Native American shaman, I have a heart and I'm compassionate and I'm here, you know, you're saying I'm a vessel, I'm here. And I'm compassionate to help others through their stuff. You know, they're everybody's got this path. And I think the most path that made me most familiar is the Native path, you know, the Red Road. I respect that. And I feel like I'm from definitely a tribe. And that's where, you know, I can resonate with you. You know, it's just how I feel. The teachings are so deep. And the tribal, you know, many, many tribes. I mean, I don't like identify with one tribe. I do like the Cherokee, but I identify with all tribes.
Yes, yes. And see, my people are Koyukon Athapascan. My mama
mm-hmm.
was born in Ramport, which is northwest of the Yukon River. It was a mining village,
mm-hmm.
And that's where she was born, in a little home, it's like a little shack, basically. They have a rich but hard life, you know, and it's has a lot of history. I mean, it's just like my great grandparents. When the missionaries came, they said, your name's going to be Martha and your name's going to be George. And
oh,
they married
wow.
them, and they were only like 11, 12 years old. They were little kids, you know. But it's just like, and here speak it, my, here I'm getting a phone call from my Alaskan friend, Yvonne. So I don't know if I could tell her that. Well, I'll just text her and tell her I'm on talk
just
radio.
Just tell her that
here.
You're on a talk radio and let her know if she wants
yeah.
to listen in. She can.
Yeah.
You're tagged in the and everything. So
Yeah.
Something else I wanted to tell you is I kind of look at everybody. You know, this is a very interesting topic, you know, talking about different tribes. You know, I've been to the point of doing readings and healing, and I've learned a lot from you. You know, you and I both really resonate, and we've known each other a long time. I've really resonated
yes,
with treating everybody like they're a tribe, you know, like everybody is of the tribal village that needs our help, you know, so I kind of see everybody as one, you know, kind of like you do. It doesn't matter what color you are, what culture you follow. But anyway, it's just like I see people as the big village, the big Native village that we once had. And I see them as different colors, different, you know, I don't judge the person by anything, you know, just like you were saying. I work to help them, and that's my job. And your job is to work to help the people.
Yeah.
You
know, and,
that come to us. Yeah.
Yeah, that I feel that people do come to us that need us at that juncture. I don't advertise. It's word of mouth. I should do more on my Facebook page, Carol's Healing Room. I just, I'm not a good PR person.
Well,
the
ones that usually are the really good healers don't really advertise because, you know, kind of like you said, it's the word of mouth. It, you know, if somebody said to me, oh, I want to write an article on you, I want to do this, that, advertise. Oh, she's really good. You know, I look at them and I go, I'm just a person. You know, I'm just a vessel you know, whatever. We're the healers. You're a very strong healer and a very strong warrior, you know, and you see visions and you're very good with, you know, readings and obviously, you know, the healing work. And I appreciate your, you know, just you as a person and what you do too.
Well, thank you. And, you know, it puts me in mind of one of the healing factors is forgiveness. I mean, you know, a lot of us have been hurt by, you know, who hasn't been hurt? But to forgive that person that has harmed you is so healing. You know, I have to tell you know, when that message comes through, you know, just like one time, oh, this was years back, I was working for a chiropractor in Belleville, and a male chiropractor, and there's a African-American woman on my table, and I just seen her get slapped when she was younger. And I told her, I said, you need to forgive that person. And she looked at me and she thanked me, but she was like, whoa. And then, you know, the second time she got on the table, I gave her a message. And then the third time, nothing came through. And she goes, oh, what happened? You know, I said, oh, it's okay. Nothing came through. She was concerned because I didn't have a message for her. But I said, no, it's all good. You know, nothing came through. You know, she was worried about something bad. And I said, no, it just, you know, when it comes through, I give it to them. I'm not going to make something up. It's whatever comes through at the moment. I'm working on someone. One time I worked on another woman, and it happened to be her birthday. And it's when I was working at the float center. And which it has closed, but you know, in Shiloh, and it was her birthday, and her husband had bought her a massage and a float, and she had come in. I was working on her, and she was face down, and I was at her foot, and at the side of my eye, I seen a little boy, a chubby boy. In a striped shirt, they were going across, like orange stripes across his, you know, on his shirt. And he's smiling. He's freckled, freckled face boy. And I'm like, oh. And so when she flipped over, I said, you know, I asked her who this boy was. And she goes, that was my son. And she said, and it's kind of a sad story, but ends happily. It was her son that had passed away by suicide. And she was wondering if he was happy. Yeah, and I said, he is very happy. He is with God. And that gave her so much blessing. And I was happy that I was able to give her that message.
Yeah, it's so important to give stuff like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it's just good, you know, and a lot of times, you know, when I work, it's what the person, you know, if people are open or people aren't, you know, I, you know, more or less do, you know, a deep tissue massage. When I'm doing deep tissue, a lot of times it's just the physical work. It's not the spiritual work. But we get hurt before our physical body gets hurt. So, and what I mean by that, it's, you know, we have our chakras, and if they're closed, we're going to have back pain, we're going to have shoulder pain, we're going to have, you know, pain. You know, our chakras are closed before we even get that pain in our body. So that's
right.
Why it's good to have Reiki. It's good to do energy work. You know, even if people aren't having physical pain, they could stop the physical pain by having Reiki done and clearing their chakras and making their spiritual health healthy before it affects their physical body.
Exactly. And don't we hold a lot of needing to forgive someone or being angry at someone or sadness. I mean, I think we hold that in our bodies, like in our feet chakras or shoulders or our anxieties.
Yeah.
And I think that we have to, you know, remember to go get that fixed because it does happen.
Yeah, that reminds me when I had this tall man, African, he was African American again also. He was on my table and my hands would not touch his left leg. Pretty normal. And I said to him, what happened to your left leg? And he says, I was in the army and I had my pelvis crushed. And I wanted, my left leg was in so much pain, I wanted them to take it off. So his body, even though he had healed, it wasn't, he had after shocks or after, I don't know how to explain the perfect word for it, but it was still residing in him, like an imprint. So I had to clear that before I was able to even touch his arms or touch his legs. So, it's just pretty interesting, you know, or I like working on people. And when I do the Reiki and they go, well, you were at my head, but I felt somebody at my foot and I felt someone at my side. And I said, yeah, that's my helpers. So when I work
that's
on
your,
them,
your
I
Indian
call
guides
on,
and helpers.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I call in who I need, you know, and sometimes there is their spirit guides I call on, whoever's the most, you know, that needs to come through to help this person is who I ask to come. And one lady, she goes, my goodness, I just felt the energy just swirling around me.
mm-hmm.
and are in me and different parts of my body. And then she says, well, I want to work on my gut. And I go, well, next time let's do 30 minutes massage and then 30 minutes energy work. So she likes it.
There you go.
She's going to come back and have that done. So,
well, don't you think that a lot of people, like I've heard that you hold anger, and anger is like cancer. I mean, it could be different things, but I've heard like dis-ease is in your body because your body isn't at ease. And so it's energetically, you know, connected to a lot of that, like how your frequency is, how your mood is, and like you said, your chakras. Also, and the forgiveness part is so important.
Oh, yes. And, you know, we're talking about anger. The gallbladder, if, you know, which I, in 2004, I had my gall, I could have died. That's a story and a half there.
Scary.
But I had to have my gallbladder taken out. And that's anger. That's anger, held anger. You know, so in a lot of Native American people have to have their gallbladder taken out. And there's ancestor, you know, that is just passed down through the genetics that we have to clear now. So our children don't carry that.
Right.
You know, it's the time to heal ourselves and heal, you know, so others can be healed. So we can raise in our vibration. You know,
that's important.
We go
I know.
Into this dimension that, you know, the veil is getting thinner and thinner. So
it sure is. That's important, that frequency level that we can forgive and lighten our load so we can be ready for all the good things that are coming to us. You know, the ancestors, it's generational traumas sometimes. You know, it's generational passed down. We have the past life traumas. We have the ancestral traumas, which I got an education on that. And, you know, we have lots of things to clear, and it's like, wow. You know, this can really help us when we do the work.
It is. And we're all, you know, we're all healing. We're all in the process. I mean, until we, you know, get to the other side, and then some of us decide to come back down as we have more lessons to learn. But we are all trying to do our best. And well, I'm hoping. That's what my prayer is, that people are hoping to get better and get healed from all this trauma that has been in our ancestry and in our DNA. So it is important.
Very important. I like that people can come to you for, you know, the hot stone therapy, the deep tissue to help your body. Because sometimes our body goes through so much in our lives that, you know, even in the energy work, sometimes you need that deep tissue to get those muscles moving.
Yes. And we have, I do also cupping, which helps with, we have our muscle, we have the fascia, and the fascia is like spider webs. So if that is stuck, or arm, like your shoulder, just say, it can't move because the muscle can't move underneath because the fascia is all stuck. And so that needs to be released so you can, you know, get in there and work deep into the muscle. And
exactly.
And when I work, I work intuitively. So, and what that means, my hands go where they need to go to help the person get out of their pain. And like I have a client, she goes, oh, you hit all the spots, you know where they're at, and just my hands will go. And I also work the head, which a lot of massage therapists do not touch a person's head. And we have the temporalis you know, right by the our temple, that is so tight. You know, we're so stressed. Just, you know, living in this world, we have stresses. I mean, and that is very tight. And I had a older gentleman say to me, he goes, you know, I never had a massage therapist touch my head and do that. He said, I like the way you're able to release the tension in my in my head. And I said, well, you know, and also do a lot of neck work too, because everybody has, you know, tightness in their neck a lot, because our head is like 8 to 10 pounds. So our, mm-hmm. our muscles in our neck are so little bitty. And they have to hold this big, heavy, you know, bowling ball on, and we're standing upright. And so our neck has so many, you know, it has a lot. It's stressed because it's holding this big old head up, which we need to,
right.
you know, everybody has, you know, just the way we're made. So the neck is always important to work.
Yeah, there's a lot of stress.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I've always had, you know, because you worked on me and you've worked with me before, there was stress in the neck and in the shoulders and, of course, the leg. And you're like, oh, my gosh, what have you been doing? You know, so, yes, that's important.
Exactly. Yeah, it'd be good to get you back here so I could get you worked in on a regular basis to get you, you know, feeling even, you know, get you feeling better.
Well, that work was definitely magnificent. I know I only got a little bit of a taste of that, you know, even the medicine woman work, which it was really good. You did great.
Well, thank you.
So anybody that's out in Shiloh, Belleville area, Illinois area, come check your spiritual healing, your gifts, your readings out, because you do great work. You really do. And I enjoyed sitting next to you at the event we had, too. That was a very fun experience. And, you know, it felt good. I brought my drum that day. So it was a nice day.
Yes. I like to be around like-minded people, you know, where you can talk freely and not, you know, everybody. I mean, I think back to when my girls were young and their little friends, they had two little friends that go, your mom knows things. And she's always so happy. Yeah, she says she's always so happy. And they go, oh. And then she goes, well, she must have had such a happy childhood. And my girls, they go, oh, no. And they told them a few things, you know, about me as a young girl. And they go, oh, my gosh, your mom needs to write a book. And someday mm-hmm. I do need to write a book. I do have some poetry that I have written from some childhood. If you want to hear, I can read
sure,
a little bit
I'd love
of it.
To. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's hear some of it.
Okay, this is as a young teenager, and just to get you where, you know, how I was feeling, because it was a very lonely time. But one of my poetry is called Life is Misunderstanding. Okay. Life is so strange at times. I don't know what to do. People are born. People are killed. But that is nature, nothing more. Why are people so cruel? They break all the rules. Why should I bother? No one cares. They say they do, but they don't, for I can see the evil in their eyes. Why should I care? Tell me why. That was, I know that's pretty deep for a young girl to write.
That was very, very deep.
Yeah, And that's what I was feeling as a young girl. I also did some high Qs as a teenager. And it says, "Mom, my mom has left me in the deep of November. Life was so cold and empty." And one person said, "Did your mom leave in, you know, that she just had left?" I said, "No, my mom had passed away when I was 8 years old." And this is as a teenage girl, me thinking of my mama and writing the haiku. Here's one. It's called "Sky. The bright sky has come, but the clouds have captured it. The world is very dark." And here's two lighter ones. So I had two deep ones, and here's two light ones. "Blossom. The blossom has come, spring from the rich, dark ground, so young and fragile." And my next one is "Romance. Romance is so kind, like a gentle, loving kiss. How pleasant it is." So, I probably wrote that before I was even had romance in my life, but I was a romantic as a child.
Oh, well.
So,
wonderful.
Yeah. So, I'm trying to think what else you would like to talk about.
Well, are there any, like, without breaching confidentiality, is there any stories you'd like to tell them about some of the things that you've done in your work? Like, you know, you said you had those people that experienced some wonderful healing and they knew where your hands wanted to go. Is there anything around that you'd like to share?
Oh, sure. I had worked, well, another time I was, without mentioning names, I was doing Reiki and chair massage at a place here in Belleville. And a gentleman came and he had a black shirt on, and he went to sit in my massage chair. And again, I had a time where my hands would not want to touch him. And I'm like, what? I thought that was odd. So then I spiritually had it clear, and I actually took like a knife out of his lower back. And spiritually. And then I would continue, you know, I was able to start working on him, doing massage and energy, you know, doing some energy work on him. And it was like a 15-minute thing. And then after I was done, I called him by his name and I said, "Hey, can you come out?" And we talked, you know, I went outside the building and I go, "Did you feel, what was, you know," I said, "What did you feel? Or what did you notice anything?" He says, "Yeah, I felt like you took a knife out of my back."
Mm-hmm.
And I go, "Yeah, I did." So he felt it, but he was spiritually in tune too. So he worked on that to find out what that was all about. And later he came to me and told me what all that was about, which was really cool. Which, you know, it was very traumatic for him, but he was able to write a song about it for healing, for his own healing with this situation.
That's powerful.
That is really, really deep, but... I mean, I was not expecting that, you know. You know, you never know until, you know, I work on somebody what is going to come through, you know, to tell them, to help them. There was another client that I worked on, and which I'm getting my little paperwork here, that also helped him open up and he actually wrote poetry due to my shamanic work that opened him up so that he can see what he saw, and which was pretty cool. Let me see if I have something that I wanted to look for the note that he wrote. Here it is. It says, Carol, I hope you enjoy these pieces. They came from the heart. You opened up a world of possibilities to me, and you are the one person who changed my life. Sorry, I'm trying to read his wording here. To visionary, I love included in extra pieces I wanted planning, but there are on my, sorry, I'm trying to read his writing here.
That's all right.
And my spiritual guide. So if you like, I could read a couple of them, which I thought was pretty, I mean, they're all really profound.
That's great. What I wanted to comment on real quick is, you know, when I don't be sorry, because, you know, you're my guest here and you need to shine today, because, you know, what I've really seen is back, you know, even before I got sick and then recovered, I asked for a spiritual guide. You know, I asked for somebody to come in, and they did. They did. They're very much a lot like you are. And I realized that even before that, I had somebody guiding me, you know, and it was you, along the native path. So I've had lots of teachers and helpers, even people, you know, even when I was in college that I'm grateful for. I have somebody in California that I'm grateful for. Gratitude. These people stepped up and became kind of spiritual guides in my life, and I've worked to be that as well. So I love that you're doing that.
Well, thank you. Well, what Steve had wrote was, I'll just do a couple of them because there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He wrote with pictures too, and they're just amazing. But the first one is a goddess, and the picture he drew, I mean, you almost would have to see the pictures to go with the poetry. But since we're on the radio, we cannot, you know, share pictures. But I will
You can post them to your Facebook and share them if you wanted to. And have people, you know, you can tell them where to go to look at them if you want to.
Okay, this one, Stephen wrote, was Goddess. On the wings of our imagination, we travel through the night, suspended between heaven and earth. Above us, the endless night sky with a patchwork of countless stars woven into it. Beneath us, the emerald sea. As we move across the face of the water, our eyes scan the waves. We can pierce the veil and see the goddess. Her loving smile fills us with hope and love, and her outstretched arms call us home. We smile and descend beneath the waves and return to her. We are at peace, we are loved, and we are home.
That's beautiful.
Very intense. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's intense. You could just feel so much through that. And I know, like, a lot of people would like to reread it again, it just has so much color, so much vivid, like alive. I feel like it's alive. Mm-hmm. The poetry is alive in the goddess. So, let me see what I'm trying to decide which one I want to read to you guys the most. Ultimate Journey. The God Spark is placed in Earth above. The God Spark is placed in each of us. It is the mortal part of our being, the ancient call, the soul. This spark was created at the very beginning, an energy of perfect light. The Creator passed this energy into a vessel which would travel through space and time and continue an infinite journey. Each lifetime is like a play. Move onto the stage, play a part, bow, then exit the stage. After each performance, we leave an imprint on the soul. Then the play begins again with a different part to play. It's just breathtaking, his poetry. And he said that he got this from me working on him and what I had opened up as far as past lives and just seeing the unseen.
Mm-hmm. We had a little techie issue there, so I didn't hear you for a little bit, and there you are.
Oh, well, I hope the readers or the listeners got to hear that poem. If not, put it on my Facebook page.
Maybe post it again and let people come to your site and see, because those are wonderful.
Okay. That would be awesome. And I don't know if people do want to have a massage, deep tissue, cupping, foot detox, ionic foot detox, or spiritual reading, you could reach me at Carol's Healing Room. My phone number is 618-402-4600. Again, that's Carol's Healing Room, 618-402-4600. I do work by appointment. I do appointment only, so it's not like I have, I have regular hours, but they're, you know, mostly through the day from anywhere from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the evening. But you could call and talk to me and get, on my calendar, which I would love to meet new people. Always love to meet new
people.
There
you go. Well, and if they're out of state or not close to St. Louis or Belleville, you know, they can always call you for a reading, right?
Well, that is true. I have done phone readings.
Yeah, you're very experienced. You're really good. And that's why I want to definitely get you out there. And then sometimes you do, I guess, distance work, don't you, if they're, far away and needing it?
Yes. Right. Yeah, that's distance healing.
Distance work. Distance healing.
Yeah.
That's it. Is there anything else you want to share before we take callers or?
Well, if we could take callers, if we have callers on the line, I'll be happy to talk to you.
We do.
That'd be awesome.
So if you want to, we're going to go, so you want to go into that, or is there anything else you would like to share?
I mean, if people want to know more about my heritage or whatever, they could ask. I got to,
okay.
You know, I started talking a little bit about my family history, and then, you know, we got into other things. But, you know, it's all good. You know, if people want to ask questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Okay, so our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit the number 1 on your keypad to talk to us, and we'll be happy to talk to you. And so do you want to start taking some callers?
Sure.
All right, we're going to get to our first caller, 740. You're on the line with Amanda and Carol. How are you today? 740, hello, going once. Okay, they're not here, so we'll go back to them, and we'll go down to area code 203. You're on the line with Amanda and Carol. How are you today?
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. It's a tough day. I'm wondering if you could give me insight. I had to help my dog cross over last Tuesday.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you. With his illness and wondering if I had a car and if I could get to the right vet and all that, it could have been catastrophic. And in actuality, the universe just graced us. So for him, I couldn't have asked anything more other than having him at home when this happened. But I keep wondering, I'm sorry I'm going to cry, I keep wondering what it was like for him when we were saying goodbye, and if you can see this, and what it was like crossing over for him where he is now.
Do you have anything for care? Thank you.
Yeah, I'm feeling your loss. He crossed over with peace and grace. You know, I know that you gave him the best life that he even though he hated to leave you, but he is at a happier place now. He's out of pain. He did cross over to the heaven, you know, in the heavens. So, you know, which should give you peace.
Okay.
Is there anything else you would like to ask?
No, I just want to know about him. Thank you.
Well, he is definitely okay. And he's over there watching over you and just wanting you to feel the sense of that, you know, he's peaceful now and he's happy, just like Carol said. So, you know, try to hold on to that, okay? And thank you for calling. Blessings. All right, and I'll try up here again. We'll try 740. You're on the line with Amanda and Carol. How are you? Okay, they're still not there, so... We'll go down to 630. You're on the line with Amanda and Carol. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Sure, what can we do for you?
Okay, so I just wonder, I have a ceiling leak in my condo. And, it's a third in 4 years, so I don't know, wherever it sits, my condo's getting it the worst, you know, like the other things on the floor. They've had incidents, but it's more to my unit where it's been happening, and they're not going to get a new roof or anything. It's not old enough, and so they're just going to fix it. But I just wonder, what do you see for the time frame? Because, you know, I contacted their company, the management company, and she got real mad because I was really nervous. I really ticked her off, but I don't know, it was just a reaction because this is the third time, you know what I mean? I'm getting frustrated, and then you have to get ceiling repaired, and she's like, well, what do you care if, you know, they're going to fix it, and, you know, you don't have to pay anything or for the painting, but, you know, these things do get worse, and it's shingles that are, like, loose, that might be just the shingles or even the you know, the boards underneath too that have to be replaced. So we had some really big storms in the Midwest, so maybe it's taking the roof for a little longer. I contacted the management today. I said, you know, if you've gotten a report, you can let me know the time frame. And she wrote me back and said, we'll let you know when we hear from the roofers. So, I mean, I don't want to get her mad, but I'm just wondering, I'm supposed to contact her immediately if there's more leakage. But do you see this as being taken care of, you know, because, you know, shortly, because, you know, those situations do get worse over time.
I got the number 3, and I got 3 weeks actually 3 months. But it might be 3 weeks, yeah, because I thought with the dire need of you needing to get it done. So,
I contacted, I shouldn't have done it, but I contacted the roofer and I was crying and I said, this is the 3rd time, I'm not blaming you, but can you get someone out here to look at it? So, like, I can't just, like, take control of the matter anymore and get them more upset. You know what I mean? The roofer he has a lot of other people. There are people that, you know, where they have, like, water coming in, like, a lot more. You know what I mean? Like, that didn't happen. It's a leak, but water didn't come into my place or anything. So do you think they're just real busy and they'll get back to her in a week?
Yeah, they are busy. And just keep prayer around your whole place, you know.
Do you think she's mad at me now, this manager, which she shouldn't be because, you know.
No, I think she's just she's irritated about having to deal with everybody that is, you know, the whole situation. She's overworked.
Yeah, like not just to me.
She's overworked.
So I shouldn't, like, write back now and say, what do you mean you'll contact me when they contact you? Have they not given you a report or they haven't given you a date to set up? I don't want to start sending emails and annoying her. You know what I mean? I don't know what she meant when she said, we'll let you know when we hear from the roofing company. I don't know if it means for scheduling or for what. I guess that's what it means, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I would just keep prayer around it, but I'm getting, you know, the three weeks, hopefully it'd be done within the 3 month period.
Well,
but
I hope it's not 3 months, then it can get a lot
exactly.
worse.
Exactly. So we'll put around
So should I, like, check back in a week if I don't hear from her and say, you know, I did get your email, thank you, but can you please tell me, you know, what is the time frame, you know, that they're looking at? You know, you said they would contact you, but, you know, I need more, you know, specific time frame, you know, when they're thinking of the repair or when they're going to be able to do the repair.
I'm getting the answer no. I think if you do call, they're going to be, she will
get
irritated with you. Yeah, I might put you at the end of the list, which you definitely don't want to do that. You want them to come sooner than later.
So, like,
okay.
If it's 2 or 3 weeks, what should I do? I mean, I do need a time frame at that point. At that point, it's okay then to contact you and ask for a time frame?
Yes.
So wait, like, 2 or 3 weeks or 3 weeks? If I don't hear
I would wait. Yeah, I would wait, and then I'm getting the letter the number 3. So.
Mm-hmm.
So should I wait 2 more weeks?
I am too.
But what do you think? How long should I wait to check back so I don't annoy her? I mean, I'll check back immediately
I would wait 2 weeks. Okay.
Okay.
I definitely
have more leakage, I have to call right away and let her know and send the pictures and then you know what I mean? Like,
I'd wait to 3 weeks.
But if it's more leakage, I have to be put in front of the list. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Okay, so just don't annoy them now by checking on anything and just wait and hopefully you'll hear back.
Do
you think the roofing company's mad at me or they're just kind of busy?
They're busy.
But they're not mad that I called because when I called they didn't seem
annoyed.
They did send someone out right away. Okay, you just don't want to get on the bad side of these people.
Exactly.
I guess part of that question then is, I can't take this anymore. I can't do this. This is three times. They're not going to get a new roof for 5 or 10 years. I can't do this anymore with the building and the management and everything. I've been here 9 years. I really need to move. Of course, I can't move until this is first fixed and then painted again. But do you see me like being able to find something? Because I have to first find something before I can put something on the market. Of course, now I have to wait until this is fixed to even look. I have to find something first. I can't just put my place on the market and have nowhere to go. You know what I mean? I'm able to do that, find something first. So I wonder what you see with that, because it looks for a couple of years, and I don't know. I didn't really find.
What is your name?
Lisa. Well, I don't want to go into all that.
What is your first name?
Well, I'd prefer not to, you know, so I don't like to do that online, you know what I mean? I mean, it's kind of fun.
Okay, hold on.
Because I really need to do this now. I mean, I feel like it's just a must. Time to move on.
Yeah, I'm not getting another place. So hopefully they will come and get your roof fixed where you can stay there.
I know, but there's going to be more down the line where I'm situated. My unit probably will have more, you know, leaks. It's not a year or 2 years. You know, it's like every year or so for 2 years now. It's about 10 years old. You know what I mean? And they're not going to fix it until it's like at the 20-year mark or something like that, you know? But what I'm saying is, like, I just don't think long-term.
Right. Well, we appreciate you calling in. Thank you. All right, we're going to go to our next caller, which is, sorry about that. She was asking way too many questions, and I had to cut her off because I said one question per caller, and I mean that.
Yeah.
It's one question per caller.
Yeah.
So I apologize to the callers. I apologize to you guys because I did limit it to one caller, and she was kind of getting out of hand, so I cut her off for that reason. I didn't want to be rude, but, you know, here we go. We have area code 740. Again, I'm going to try one more time. You're on the line with Amanda and Carol. How are you today?
Good afternoon, ladies. This is William. Hello, Carol. Lovely to hear you finally on Amanda's show today. Very enlightening and helpful to those that are calling in. And as well as you, Amanda. Very lovely.
Thank you.
Delightful show as always. I always enjoy when I can to not be overwhelmed, but get to listen in and sometimes chime in to encourage others that that I know to listen to your show, Amanda, and have amazing guests. And it's just always so helpful and enlightening, I must say. So, anyhow, any messages, or do you want me to ask you a question, Carol, if I may ask?
Yeah, go ahead and ask a question, and I can see what comes through.
Well, any upcoming hope, I guess, that you can shine a light on for me?
I'm going to have to, let me see, I'm going to, okay. I'm getting from Archangel Michael that you need to clear old attachments and fears that stem from the past relationships, freeing you from destructive patterns. So basically you need to cut cords. Have you been taught how to cut cords?
Honestly, no, I cannot say that I have, to be truthful with you, Carol.
Okay. Where are you located?
I'm in Ohio.
Ah, Ohio, okay. Well, what I would do is go ahead. It's kind of hard, I try to explain it. Okay, you want to turn the water faucet on. You want to turn the water faucet on. You want to think about the person that is giving you, I know you already have the name of the person that's you need a patch from. So usually, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say that I did send you a friend request if it might be easier.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to do it offline, I could help you with that too.
That would be delightful and a true and amazing blessing, Carol.
Okay. And tell me your name again.
My name's William.
Is his name.
Mm-hmm. William. Okay, William. Okay, we'll talk later then. I could help you with that.
Oh, bless you. Thank you, Carol.
All right.
Again, I really
Thanks
enjoy
for calling
your
in, William.
Show. God bless. Love and light.
All right.
Thank you. Blessings. Okay, our next caller is 612. You're on the line with Amanda and Carol. How are you, 612?
I'm good. Thank you so much. Carol, my name is Kathy. I would like to ask you, I feel like I'm going through some blockages right now, and I was just wondering if you could shed some light on what you think I need to do and what it's based around.
I already picked up it was your second chakra. I'm picking up some harm that has been done to you.
What did you say?
Harm. Somebody
harm.
Hurt you. Some harm. Harm.
Somebody
okay,
hurt
but
you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
It was it. The person didn't do it intentionally. So I mean, it wasn't done out of malice. It just had. Sometimes we get hurt. You know. So getting again too is as far as forgiveness of that person. Forgive yourself.
Okay.
More or less,
okay.
You need to forgive yourself for this situation.
I feel like things are stagnant in my body right now, and I can feel it, like in my physical body, and they're not moving. You know, it's not moving. It's like painful and really terrible back pain.
Okay, I'm getting take Epsom salt bath.
Okay.
And about 20 minutes, put like a cup or two. You could put also sea salt in there also, but Epsom salt, and just soak your whole back in the tub, and that will release a lot of that tension.
Okay. And is there an initial for a name at all or not? Do you ever get like initials for a name or no? Or do I just have to say I forgive everybody?
No, I don't know if this is correct, but I'm getting CJ. I don't know
that might be me.
Okay. Well, it's yourself then. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's
exactly.
What I got. It's you have to forgive yourself. And
okay.
Just take Yeah, and take salt bath, and that would lift a lot of that stagnant energy off, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Mom.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right, we have another caller, and it looks like a California caller, but I just got to get back to where I can get them here on the switchboard. Okay. So 415, you're on the line with Amanda. And Carol, how are you, 415?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi. Yes.
I'm Siobhan. Hi. Sorry, I can't hear the beeping because I'm like, I thought, okay, that's another 415. This is Siobhan. So, Carol, I want to say I did work like you for a very long time. You know, when I was born, right around 2 years old, I started showing signs of being able to put my hands on people, know what's wrong, and then release the energy, you know? So my dad told me he remembers me at 2 and 3 years old, he'd be choking, and I'd put my hands on him and tell him I'd love him, and then it would be gone. So when you referred to pulling a knife out of someone's back, I'm like, oh, I know what she's talking about.
Wow.
I was wondering how long you had that ability. Was that something you were born with, or when did you start recognizing it?
I start recognizing at a pretty young pretty young, but when after I had Reiki in 2002,
yeah,
is when it start getting more intense. And it so, and it's just yeah.
Yes, no, still something. And, do you do massage still, or is it just more yeah. of energy work you do?
No, I do massage also. I do massage and energy work.
Got it. Yeah, that's how I do it. You know, people come to me, they're like, we need one of your massages. I'm like, you need energy work is what you're saying. So I was given the ability to put my hands over somebody and just know where to go. And when you said I pulled cleavers, knives, hatchets out of people's backs, and I'm thinking this, and then the person goes, man, that feels like you pulled a hatchet out of my back, and I laugh. I just laugh because I'm like, clearly I'm in tune with whatever's going on here. You know, but yeah,
exactly.
It's an interesting way. I was laughing when you said, oh, yeah, that person said somebody pulled a knife out of my back. And I'm like, yeah, I could just imagine who, too, you know, like what it was about, yeah. You know, and I know you can't talk about it. And I didn't want to talk about it with other people because it involves either family or somebody who's trying to hurt them. And, you know, it's a tough one. But I did want to say that that was cool and I want to comment on it. So there you go. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to have another fellow person that understands, you know, because
yeah.
a lot of people also, don't. A lot of people think they won't understand.
Right. And I went to a massage therapy school that in my day when I trained was one of the best. And it was actually, I started it 2 months before, you know, the towers went down and all, we had all that terrorism. And it was funny because when I came out of it, I knew you could not treat a person energetically or massaging without addressing their neck, their cranial, and their lower back and their spine. It just, if you didn't address that, they probably wouldn't get a good healing from you, you know. So I like that you mentioned that. A lot of massage therapists need to hear that because they don't touch those areas, the neck and
exactly.
the head. And yeah, and the glute area where the lower end of the nerves are. Anyway, that's it. I hope you have a great day. Thanks, Amanda. Thanks, Carol.
Hey, thanks, Siobhan. I knew you would like Carol. I knew you'd like Carol because both of you work the same way, and I've worked with both of you, and I enjoyed having both of you. You know, you too, Siobhan. So I'm glad you guys got to meet finally.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well,
thank you.
Take care.
All right. Thank you. We have a text in here, and then we have a caller, too. And the text person says, your guest began a ritual with running water, with a running water faucet. Can she finish that to educate us? I'd love to learn that exercise.
Okay. I didn't understand. Can you repeat that?
Your guest began a ritual with the running water, the water faucet. Can she finish that to educate us? I'd love to know that exercise.
Okay. Sure. Okay. Yeah, that is the cutting of the cords. What you want to do is turn a faucet on, you know, and pull the energy from your solar plexus, from your tummy, and pull it in and pull it out and cut it like you're using a knife or your hand in a flat way against your tummy and cut it and throw that energy into the water. You'll eventually keep doing that. And eventually it will get smaller and smaller, that icky feeling, to get rid of that, you know, as far as cutting the cord. And it finally, you'll be done. But it's a physical, you have to do that physically, like you're cutting, chopping it away from your tummy and throwing it into the water faucet, to the sink.
Cool.
And flushing it down. Flushing it down, letting the water go and drain down the drain to get rid of that, to cut the cords and get rid of that yucky energy. that's keeping you stuck with that person. People can do that with a loved one, or if you break up with the person, and you know, it does work.
Very nice. All right, so we have one more caller here. Were you finished with the directions on that?
Sure.
You still there,
Carol?
We have
one more caller.
Yeah, we have one more caller, and then we're done. Okay, so we have 845. You're on the line with Amanda and Carol. How are you today?
Hello? Hello?
You're on air.
Hi. My name is Maria. I call from New York. How are you? The reason I call, you can give me the question, what do you see next month coming in, please?
What is coming in the next couple months?
Yes, please.
Okay, hold on one second.
Thank you.
Ah, I'm seeing a new home. Are you planning moving in a step to your right direction for you? So this could be a new place, or I'm actually seeing a new, and you could even change your home, take out everything in one room and remove it. You know, if you can't physically move within the next 2 months, you could take one of your rooms, take everything, you know, take the small things out and change the furniture around, which will make you happy.
Yeah,
okay,
move.
Does that make sense?
I'm going to move it overseas, isn't it? Hello?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm having trouble not hearing you.
You see move overseas in Italy?
Yeah, it's possible you could be moving it to a new home in 2 months. And I said if you cannot physically move within 2 months, it would be best for you to move your furniture around in a room.
I see.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I got it over here where I live. I need it to move the furniture because right now I'm living in a room and then a room. I got it all a house. I got a big mess. So I can tell you the story. About a month ago, I got water coming inside the roof of my house. And I got a fight to the panel, the solar panel. And then I want to move it, and I got to put a lawyer. I don't know if it's a win or not. I got all of the house over here, mess. But everything is in the middle because of the water coming down from the roof, you know what I mean? Still, I am in this way. I was supposed to go in Italy. I don't know if I can go or not. Run in September. I know. You see that they're going to be figures in my house over here. I go in Italy. And by September.
It looks like it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Go
I'm
ahead.
Getting yes. I'm getting yes.
Yes. So they're going to do the house. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Blessings.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Carol, it's been nice having you on the show. Is there anything else you want to share before we end the show?
No, I'm just... you know, I had fun doing this, and, people can reach out to me and book appointments and just like to chat.
Well, leave your information again so they can find you.
Okay. It's Carol's Healing Room, 618 402-4600. Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Carol, for being my guest today. I appreciate it. And may you have lots of new clients, lots of good, new, great blessings to your life, you know, with new clients and new people.
Okay.
Thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you so much, Amanda, for having me. All right.
Mm-hmm. Blessings.
Blessings.
You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Carol Fairchild. You can check her out at Carol's Healing and check out her phone number, give her a call, and we will see you next week. Same time, 11 a.m. Central Standard. Let's see, am I on here? Did I? Yeah, okay. So 11 a.m. Central Standard Time every Monday. We'll see you next week. Thank you, Carol, for being my guest. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. Blessings, everybody. Have a good day.
Human, there's a thought, now you decide. Compassion in the jungle, compassion.